On University of Missouri Week,
a new technique to treat ACL injuries may be on the way. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, James Cook, professor in orthopedic surgery at the University of Missouri School of Medicine, describes this new technique and how it could lead to a more active lifestyle for those with repaired ACLs in their knees.
A torn anterior cruciate ligament, or ACL, is one of the most common knee injuries, affecting approximately 200,000 Americans each year. The key to successful treatment is to replace the damaged ACL with a strong graft that can grow into the knee bones just like a normal ACL. Our research team developed a model to scientifically determine the best ACL grafting technique. For a traditional ACL repair, surgeons use screws to secure a graft to the sides of tunnels created in the bones of the knee. This repair provides stability and allows a new graft to grow to bone. However, the graft-to-bone attachment is more like a spot weld rather than a fully integrated repair. Additionally, use of the screws can cause cell and tissue damage in the new graft. Both of these issues can result in a repair that may be prone to failure. Using our canine model, we compared this traditional method with a newer suspense repair, which uses special sutures to pull the graft into sockets created in the bones and secure it in place using toggle buttons. With this method, the graft fills the entire bone socket like a potted plant. This offers the graft the best opportunity to fully grow into the bones like a normal ligament and reduces potential damage to the graft. This new technique has been reported to have excellent clinical success in patients, and our study provided scientific validation of that success. In our study, 100% of the dogs treated with the newer suspensory technique achieved functional and natural healing. Only 67% of dogs treated with the traditional method achieved full functional healing, and none of those grafts integrated into the bones in the way a normal ACL does. Our study suggests that suspensory method provides the most reliable option for achieving natural graft-to-bone integration and may allow patients to return to a more active lifestyle with a new ACL that is less likely to fail.
That was James Cook of the University of Missouri School of Medicine.
You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.